John Coleman has had a pretty satisfactory afternoon at the office, another clean sheet and four goals.
I was delighted with the first half performance. And then we got gifted a goal to make it 3-0, and then, to be honest, we ambled. That was disappointing. We invited them back into the game, and Chavis made a couple of saves. But we stopped doing what we were good at, because we pressed them really well, really high. Showed a great tempo for with the game, played some good football. And we sort of lost our way, but second half for a big period, really. And then, Billy popped up with a goal after the keeper's fumbled in, and then we could breathe a sigh of relief. But, you'd take 4-0, no matter what way they come. Clean sheet's really pleasing. And as I said, the first half performance, I was delighted with.
When you were good, you were really good, weren't you, in that first half in particular?
Yeah, we showed a great deal of energy, and I asked the players to make a conscious effort to show everybody what it means to them to try and win a game. And I said, if you were a stranger coming in, you didn't know who was who, they had to realise that we were the ones who were fighting for promotion. And I think they did show it on the first half, our players, to be fair. And you can possibly forgive them once it's 3-0. If they can manage the game, you take 3-0 every week. But we want to go and get more goals. We want to excite the crowd. And we did keep going to the end, to be honest. I think the last 10, 15 was a lot better and made some other chances. And we've got to try and build on that now. It's at some point resting on our laurels. We've got to try and win every game we play and give ourselves as good a chance as we can to get promoted.
We talked a lot about goal threat, but not scoring goals over the Christmas period. Has it just changed? Has the penny somehow dropped? Things are breaking for you? The goalkeeper's not had the best day, but you have to be there to score the goal, I guess.
It's just all about mindset. And if your mindset is you want to play the game in the other team's half and you want to take the ball off the other team in their half, you've got chances to score goals, and that proves to be the case today. Scored some cracking goals today. If you look at the first two goals, about work corner and then Sean's goal, great run by Callum, great ball in. Good little interchange in the edge of the box, and it's a smashing finish by Sean. So, they were pleasing. The goals we scored in the first half were pleasing. And, we did still have enough chances in the second half to add to our total. So, it's not all doom and gloom. We just have to learn from that half an hour where we sort of let the game just coast along. And if we're going to be successful, we maybe have to grab the game by the scruff of the neck and put it safe along quicker.
You mentioned Callum Johnson there, permanent deal now after a loan spell. Looks like he's been here all his life, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's settling in. And the more he plays, the better they are, full stop.
As far as the loans are concerned, obviously you got Jimmy Dunn in. He's had to come on because you lost Jano Denassi, and how much of a worry is that with defensive numbers as they are?
Well, it was more of a precaution. He got a knock on the ankle. The player landed on his ankle and it just swelled up a little bit, and it was more uncomfortable than anything. And at 3-0, it'd be cheerless to take a chance and maybe make it worse. So he was taken off as a precaution, and once the medical or Paul will have a look at him tomorrow, and hopefully it'll settle down by next week.
And I guess timely to have Jimmy Dunn in the building and on the bench and available to come on.
Yeah, and he's a keen lad, Jimmy, and again, the more he plays at this level, the better he'll do.
Done a bit of business already with the loan players going back. Are we right to anticipate more?
Yeah, there'll be three or four more being added before the end of January. But we're not going to panic. We're not going to just sign players just for the numbers. We've got to get the right ones in.